Welcome to the art of going your own way. Again, yeah, it's been a while. I've been busy. I got my goat work done, new wheel cylinders, new master cylinder, new steering gearbox, some other shit done to it. Rides nice. Holy shit. Steering handles a hell of a lot better than it did before, and braking, instead of pulling to the left a little bit, it brakes straight. I actually put DOT5 brake fluid in there. It's expensive, but well worth it because it repels water. So I pick up my old engine, which has now been reboard on Friday, and now I'll have like a brand spanking new engine in there later on this year when I drop it in. Got a new alternator in there too. Bearings were shot in the old one, but what do you do? Went up, met Widow tonight. We went to the meat raffle. I won some nice bacon. Then we left there and we went to another place, had some dinner together. Mom's doing all right. She's still having her ups and downs, but nowhere near as bad. That medicine that she wasn't taking is doing good for her. Just fucking busy, man. Work. I just laugh at work because I told you guys, I don't give a shit anymore. And it's like, you're doing a really good job, Tao Gal. Keep it up, you know. Really? I'm doing a good job? You mean I'm doing a good job because I'm only doing a little bit more than the other guys, which is still above the other guys. Shit. Most of the time I have about 2 to 3 hours for myself during the day. Why aren't you making recordings and stuff? Because I'm watching videos and I'm trying to learn. And if you watch this last video I put out, we have no functioning government. I sit here and I go, tax day's coming up. I owe a little bit, not a lot, but I owe some. And I'm thinking to myself, why even fucking pay it, man? Why? Why pay it? I don't know. This might not be the fight this year because it's a minuscule amount, but inflation's going hog wild. I am glad that I bought all the parts for that car when I did, because I knew prices were going to shoot up and inflation was going to go through the roof. I'm glad I bought all that storable food when I did, because I knew prices were going to go up. I'm glad I bought all those shiny objects when I did, because I knew inflation was going to shoot up. I'm glad I bought all that secondary precious metal, lead, because I knew it was going to be hard to get. And, what a joy. What a joy. Yeah. Smoking a cigarette again. But if you watch that last video, did you notice how the receptors block that shit? Because they're nicotine receptors? So, something's gonna kill you, gentlemen. Who knows what it's gonna be? I think there's gonna be a lot of bloodshed here quick. If, you know, when good men don't stand up, evil flourishes. And I look at that Q plan, and I go, my God, one of the things in there was watch the water. You know, if it's a psyop, it's a psyop, but so many things are coming to pass. But where is the justice? Well, you got to have more people on your side. Maybe, but I tell you, the persecution needs to start happening. Now, I listened to a video today from Mr. Hate Vicious. Shout out. I like the guy. because he tells it straight. He was talking about Ukraine and stuff and fucking liberals and shit. And I ran across something with my one of my exes today or yesterday, whatever it was. And she's a musician, and she did this piece for the Ukrainians. And I'm thinking to myself, you're still at, I am so glad. I'm so glad. What another bullet dodged to get away from a liberal person like that. Just fucking retarded. Oh, we had great sex and stuff. But me and Widow have great sex. And I fucking hate liberals. I hate them. You never, ever want to get together with a liberal. You know, your choice on what you're going to do in life, okay? But liberal women, avoid them like the plague. I told you, I'm a man going my own way. Never getting married again. No, not tying myself in with some. Listen, honey, if I gotta do it, you gotta do it. You ain't riding on my fucking coattails. You know, I've had several women want to ride on, well, you make more money than me, want to ride on my coattails. Yeah? What does that have to do with anything? Just means that I'm more valuable than you are. And you gotta look at it like that. You are more valuable than any of these women. Now, Widow, shit, she makes almost as much money as I do. So, she does good. She's got her own home. It's a nice home. No, she didn't divorce rape anybody. She's a widow. Passed away. The husband passed away. And what a good relationship that I have built with this woman. She dotes over me. She has no children. So nothing to, I am number one in her life. Which is where you want to be. You get together with a woman with children, huh, you'll never be number one. Oh, you sound like you found yourself a unicorn. Maybe, but I'll never call her a unicorn. I treat her good. She treats me good. There's hope out there. Good luck. 99.9% of them have some kind of fucking issue. Shit. How long have I been seeing this woman? It's got to be close to a year and a half now. And I tell you, when I dated Red, I saw red flags probably 6 months into it. And then they kept popping up. And when I dated Blondie number two, I saw red flags there within a couple of months. I haven't seen any red flags on this woman. She wants to please me. Oh, it's a ploy. You're going to get trapped. Oh, my God, you're fucked. She's just a good player. No, no. She was raised right. And mind you, like I said, never getting married again. You know, I know that she would love to be married. She said, you know, I just want you to know that I would marry you. Well, I'm sure you would marry me. Why wouldn't you marry me? I'm a fucking great guy. I'm a good catch. I'm a realist. I see the world the way it truly is. But I can't be tied down. I got a different path through my life. If we can have a decent relationship, have separate places to live until we're older, get together and fuck and have a good time, go out and see the world a little bit, go camping, fishing, all that fun shit, then yeah, great. But I tell you, if you hold on too tight to me, and if, by God, God help you if you try to control me. I'm fucking gone. Like Eddie Murphy said in Delirious, I think. I don't care if sparks be flying out that pussy. Ain't nothing worth half. I don't care if that pussy's got a super cape on it. ain't worth half. When I found you, you were buck naked on a zebra in Africa. Something like that. And yeah, what's funny? Yeah, I've been a little, how you say, melancholy. Oh, I'm doing all right, don't get me wrong. I'm just, I'm pissed that, you get pissed when you wake up to the lies in the world. And it makes you just want to go, you need to go. You need to be shuffled off this earth. Because you did not upkeep your oath. You're a goddamn, where did that go? You're a goddamn treasonous bastard. You sold out your country. For what? For globalism? Take, for example, Lori Lightfoot again. Just, you guys have sticking around a while, seen that video I post. You know, we want good people that are going to pledge to the New World Order. Really? Well, you're a fucking globalist, a shill, and a sellout. And you should be hung from the hanging tree. She's black, you're racist. No. A lot of people need to be fucking hung for treason these days. Look at it. Look at the inflation. Do you think that you can raise a family on that? No, no, no. This goes back to that video I did. She'll suck dick for food. It's coming. It's coming. I look at it and I go, okay, well, I have a limited amount of resources. I've stocked up for me, mom, and some other family and, you know, willing to share with widow and stuff. We'll make it. Make it a hell of a lot better than most people. A lot farther than most people anyways. Your buddy got his garden all cleaned out from last year and got me a tiller. I'm going to be tilling that soil in the next week or so, augmenting it, getting it fertilized, throwing some compost. Just get that soil ready to fucking cook. Give me some good garden stuff this year, some good vegetables, because we're going to need it. And hey, thanks buddy for the tip on the iodine. I've been taking iodine, but I've been taking it with seaweed extract and stuff, but the pure iodine, I'm going to take a look into that. You know, the shipment dates on that though, I look at it, I'm like, I can afford it. That's not what the issue is. It's the time it takes. So might as well just get out there and fucking do it. I was going to do it today, and I'm like, well, I'm going to hold off, see if I can find anything that'll ship sooner. Couldn't do it. Then I got shiny object away from it because of work shit. So tomorrow, I'll pull the trigger on that and make that happen. But you're right. Iodine, necessary for your thyroid. Also necessary in case a nuclear explosion. Because what does the radiation attack? It attacks your thyroid. And if you have your thyroid done up with iodine, there ain't no receptors to hit it. My Marine buddy, he's been in the hospital for about a week. He just got out on Sunday. Saw him for the first time in a week and a half. Briefly talked to him and stuff, and he's got to quit drinking. Hitting it a little too hard is what the problem was. He's got a few stents and stuff. He's older than I am by probably 12 years, I think. 10 to 12 years. And shit creeps up on you. You ain't going to live forever. I look at it. And gonna have some decisions I'm gonna have to make in the near future, but this year, for as much as I can, I'm going to enjoy my cycle, enjoy the goat, live life. As far as I know, I'm going to be employed for a while, even through the thick of this shit, because, you know, I kind of put the feelers out a little bit, you know, had a meeting with my manager, and I said, yeah, I see my utilization's a little low there, and I know you guys count that, but I want you to know that I do a lot of fucking work with my coworkers and stuff. And if I put time here, I don't want to charge it against the client because we're not necessarily always talking about that. He's like, no, no, you're good. You're good on that. You know, you're senior level here, and we expect that you're not going to have high utilization numbers on things. And I'm like, well, good, because I could fucking care anyways. But you got to play the game a little bit, right? Because I still have it in my mind, you fuckers tried to kill me. Maybe not my manager, but the upper echelon tried to have me buy in, take that fucking experimental shot. And, you know, more will come out about that. You will see. If you haven't watched the video with that bound up blondie on it, that said they want you dead, or they want us dead, I'd highly recommend watching that. You don't think this is a fight between good and evil? Nothing I can do for you. You realize it's a fight between good and evil, then you're going to be a little better prepared than other people. It's the ones that still aren't fucking waking up. My smoky went out. Hold on. Sitting there gabbing and not smoking. What do you do? Got some fuck knob parked behind me. Yeah, I'm parked right now. I just, like I said, went out and had some libations with Widow. Had a little bit to eat. Had a nice salad. Springtime, man. Like having salads. Gotta make sure I kind of keep this weight off me, and almost ready to get back into the woods and doing some hiking again, and doing a little camping next month, doing some fishing, do some shore lunches, just a fucking overall good time, man. As long as it lasts, anyways. Oh. You sound like a negative Nelly. Eh, whatever. I'm optimistic for my position, even though I know they're trying to fucking crash everything and have Vanguard and BlackRock buy up everything for the Jews. I don't know if that's totally true, but the Khazarian Mafia, they're the fake Jews. We'll see what happens. I just don't know. I look at it like, you know, I've been groomed, so to speak, for where we are. And I've been given enough time to get my mind straight and see the world for what it is. Still trying to wake people up where I can. But there are some that just aren't going to wake up. I look at Blondie 2. And if you're keeping track here, Blondie 1 was a girlfriend when I was a young man. Then I got Wifey, then I got Red, then I got Blondie 2. Well, actually I had Blondie 1 between Wife and Red. Then I had Red. Then I had Blondie 1 again between Blondie 1 and Blondie 2. You know, get together for some fucking and stuff and have a good time. But, you know, liberals like to fuck. Conservative girls do too. But liberal girls like to fuck, but they also like to fuck with you. So, dodge that. Wrap your sausage. Don't fucking come in them. Now, nice thing about conservative girls is they do swallow too. yes. Nice, easy, no mess, minimal cleanup, especially when they swallow. It's awesome. You know, my life situation is different from yours. My life situation is different from Mr. Hate Vicious. If you've watched him for a while, you know he was in the porn industry, trying to get these whores to do stuff. And I don't know if he was a photographer, filmer, what he did overall, but I know he was in the porn industry. And, you know, he, words of wisdom. Now he's on MGTOW TV. Can't remember where I was watching. I think I was watching him on YouTube before the big purge. But, he's back on MGTOW TV. So, kudos to you, buddy. Yeah, life sucks. Nice gun, by the way. Just came across a video of his, and like I said, bitching about fucking libs in Ukraine and retards. Can't say that my point of view is any different than his. Other than, you know, I've taken the stance where I have less and less and less compassion. I literally have shaken all my compassion for liberal people. If you're a fucking liberal and you ain't taking the time to find out what's going on in the world, and I tell you something, and you don't look at it for yourself, fuck you. You're on your own. You're going to be a victim. You're going to take that fifth and sixth booster. You know, it's so funny because I got together with Blondie 2 at the early part of Dating Widow, because I thought there would still be some kind of hope there with Blondie too. And she invited me over to her place, and she wanted me to hot tub with her and fuck her again. And I had asked her, I said, when I first saw her, I said, "So which one did you get?" She goes, "What do you mean?" I go, "Which shot did you get?" She told me. And right then and there, I'm like, I ain't sticking my dick in you, even if I wrap that sausage. I'm not fucking you. I ain't kissing you. I ain't fucking you. It's over. You know, Harry Vox, you guys know who he is. He's got safe underscore spaces on BitChute. And I like the guy. He's got a video, "Don't Fuck the Vaccinated." And this is probably from a month and a half, 2 months ago, whatever it was. Harry Vox, I like him. Well, he's anti-Semitic. He's like, "It's the fucking Jews. It's the Jews." Well, I can't say that I disagree, you know, because the Jews are like the goyim or our cattle. They're, what the fuck do they call them in Africa? Why can't I think of the name? Heffa, maybe. Whatever. Anyways, you know, these people that treat other people like cattle. But then they're going, "Togo, you're kind of falling into that because, you know, you're falling into the deal of liberals." No, I kind of get it now. If you don't wake up, you're a fucking retard. Does it mean I'm going to take advantage of you? No, I'm making my own way. I'm going my own way, and I'm making my own way. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to pick up your fucking pieces. Listen, I know somebody that's still out there fucking spending like it's going out of style. if you want to do that, go ahead. I ain't living your life, but I ain't fucking helping you if the world falls to shit. I've lived a decent, respectable life with mostly biblical principles on finances and, you know, later on, dealing with women, looking at these women of the night and stuff, and tell you, I'll say it again, Proverbs. Start with Proverbs, man. Lots of warnings about women. You know, their lips are as sweet as honey, and they're blah, blah, blah. You gotta avoid them. You gotta avoid them as much as possible. Because I tell you what, here's the thing your buddy learned. I've been with attractive women, okay? And just because they're beautiful on the outside doesn't mean they're beautiful on the inside. You know, I would rank when, let's see, Blondie 1. I would probably rank her at a 7.5 to an 8. I would rank my ex, when I first met her, at probably a 9. Because I got so many comments on, like, back in the day, it's like, oh my god, your woman looks like Xena, Warrior Princess, back in the day. You know, well, that was back in the day. Spitting image of her, by the way. And, let's see, Red. Red was good looking. I'd probably rank her at a 7.5 to an 8. And, I would rank Blondie 2 at probably a, when I first met her, I thought she was probably a 7, but I would give her about an 8, because, she dolled up good. 7 natural, 8 with a little bit of makeup on. And then, you know, I would say that Widow, I would give her probably a flat 7, 7.25. She's not hot, but she ain't ugly. She's actually a very beautiful woman, you know. Not the best looking woman I've been with, but she's no dog. She's a beautiful woman. Oh, you're just saying that because you're in love. No, I'm being honest about ranking these women. So I don't believe that I've ever, well, I haven't ever been with anybody below a 7. And I've been up there. So, but again, it's not the looks overall. I mean, you could be with a 10 with a heart of evil, or you could be a 10 with a heart of gold. What do you do? Anyways, enough of that. I'm enjoying the time that I have left on this planet, or this flat earth, whatever it is. What do you do? You know, the weather's turning. It's going up and down where I'm at. It's typical spring. I've had my goat out a few times and enjoyed it. Had my cycle out a couple times and enjoyed it. I gotta get new throttle, clutch, and brake cables on my bike. I've already got them. Just need to have them put on. Do that next week, probably. What else? Got one minor issue with the goat that I'll get taken care of next week. Get the reboard engine back. Talk to mechanic buddies. Like, dude, you let me know when you get that engine back. I'll drop off that engine stand. We'll put it on there. And then over the summer into fall, we'll get it put back together. I'm like, perfect. So, if and when I go to sell that car, I don't know if I'm going to drop in the new engine or right away. I don't know. But I can tell you that that same or similar car went to auction with mechanic buddy talking about it. Went for over 30 grand. Well, I bought the car for about 10. I got about 6 into it right now, and that's after the engine rebuild and all that shit. And so I got 16, almost 17 into it. And if I can turn around and sell it for 25 to 30 grand, profit, there you go. But I got no desire to sell it anytime soon. What do you do? Saved it from the scrap heap of history. Happy about that. You know, you guys out there, I appreciate you sharing stuff. Like, dude, thanks for sharing the iodine stuff. Letting other people know. You know, you got to vet this information yourself. But I tell you that iodine helps the thyroid. Thyroid also controls your weight. Most people are deficient in iodine. So, thanks for that. I knew that. You know, I take the ebbs and flows on taking care of myself. Sometimes I don't take care of myself as good as I should. But what do you do? Let's take a look here. What do we got? Ooh, I better end this pretty quick, otherwise I'll have issues with the upload. Anyways, I'm out here, still doing research, still looking. You know, with great knowledge comes great sorrow. With the beginning of wisdom is the beginning of sorrows. That's from the Bible as well. So, like I said, check out Proverbs. It goes a long way. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. Peace. All is well with me right now. I hope all is well with you. Yes, I've been kind of in the shadows. I haven't had too much time. I've had some time, but I just haven't had the oomph to make a video lately. Well, here it is. So, all is well. Thanks for sticking it out with your buddy. Take care, gentlemen. With that said, yet again, there is an art to going your own way. Peace.